Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 5th of April, and right now it's hazy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 33 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. We can expect southerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, which means that it's gonna be breezy again. For later on, weather people predict partly cloudy and fog overnight and southerly winds on 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 96%. Tomorrow is full moon. For next few days, members of governing board and international advisory council are having an annual meeting, and Andrea spoke with Eric, one of the members of working committee, about it.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Andrea.
You are part of the working committee, and today is the 5th of April, and there are 3 days event happening here in Orville. Can you explain something about the events?
Yes. So we are preparing. Now we are in the town hall exhibition. Meeting room, and we are preparing the presentation by different Orville working groups of their activities and their aspiration to develop further. So there will be five presentations to the International Advisory Council. The four out of five have come. We have Mark Tully, Mark Luix, Dudu Dien, and Julian Lines. And the five presentations we're going to have this morning are by the Land and Resource Development, by Pashi and Tuan. The second one will be the Orville Board of Commerce by members of the ABC, including Daniel. The third one will be For All Pro Tools Computerized Program by Claire Fanning. The fourth one will be Orville Sustainable Food and Agriculture Group by Jeff. And the fifth one will be Art Development in Orville by Marco, Krishna, Christoph, and maybe Ramesh. I'm not sure about all the people who are participating. And so this first session is for the IAC. Tomorrow we will have a session with a joint meeting with governing board and IAC. The governing board is going to arrive today and tomorrow with the chairman, Dr. Karen Singh. So an extra nine projects will be presented for requesting for approval. And the last day, we'll have a short meeting with them, a one-hour meeting, to discuss some policy issues and request their help on some specific points. And then we'll wrap up the whole event. And that's about it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We are welcome, Andrea. Thank you.
The general management of the affair of the foundation is vested in the governing board. Its task is to promote the ideals of Orville, to review and approve basic policies and programs, to secure the proper management of all properties, to prepare a master plan and coordinate fundraising. Most of these functions are executed in consultation with the Residents' Assembly. The International Advisory Council of the Orville Foundation consists of not more than five members, nominated by the UNESCO unit of the HRD Ministry of the Government of India, from persons who, in its opinion, are devoted to the ideals of human unity, peace and progress. The members of the International Advisory Council meet once a year in Orville. The powers of the International Advisory Council are advisory only. When giving advice to the governing board, the council endeavors to ensure that the ideals for which Orville has been established are encouraged, and that the residents of Orville are afforded the freedom to grow and develop activities in institutions which further the aspirations and programs envisaged in the Charter of Orville. Let us remind you for the last time for today's gathering of residents at Kalabumi from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And speakers will present brief talks on the opportunities and challenges facing Orville's economy, housing, education, land planning, participation, and at the same occasion, the selection process study group will present the results of their work. And dinner will be served, songs will be performed. All residents are strongly urged to attend this important event and question, discuss, and brainstorm for the future. And just in case if you have missed the Tuesday performance of B-Boys and Mohanam Sound Crew and students of IAETA, you are welcome to see their shows today at 5:30 p.m. at Gandhi Statue on the beach in Pondicherry, and later on at 8:30 p.m. at Aurodan Gallery, also in Pondicherry. And yes, Kabir Festival of Sacred Music, it will be going on for 3 days starting tomorrow. Every day In the morning, there would be singing workshops in Churanga, and in the afternoon, there will be talks and workshops with films on and around Kabir. And on Sunday, also opening the exhibition at 4 p.m. at Kala Kendra. And evening would be following by hours of music starting every night at 7:30 p.m. First night tomorrow would be in Udavi School, on Saturday in Kalabumi, and on Sunday in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone. Hibiscus Art Village present the event Magic Maps by Miron Mihai at Swedam World Cafe at 4 p.m. and at that time will be opening of exhibition, followed by talk and magic design by the artist. There will be a cultural program on Thursday, 12th of April at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, at the occasion of Tamil New Year. In the program, we will see and hear a devotional song by children from Mira's women group, classical dance Aroham Sadvani students, a fusion by Murugansan students, fusion by Kabir students from Deepanam School, small and big children, classical dance by Aroham Sadvani students, modern dance by Murugansan students, Sini classical dance by students from Mira women's group, and Sini fusion by Aroham Sadvani students, and fusion by Auronanand group. Fusion by Anu groups and semi-classical by Mohanam group, fusion by Viji group and classical by Mohanam group. We are all welcome. On Saturday, 14th of April at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to a Vedic chant demonstration by Nishta, who has been trying systematically to recite all the hymns of Rig Veda for the last year. She is studying in a way that could be called Vedic metrical or poetic chanting. What it means in practice, she will show by some obvious samples during her presentation, followed by recitations of original hymns in different meters, some of which have been translated by Sri Aurobindo and published in Hymns to the Mystic Fire. All who are interested are heartily welcome. And 2 days with H2O. On Tuesday, 10th of April at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, Gilles Bolicot, former head of Harvest for over 13 years, offers a special talk on this topic. As an introduction, the day before, on Monday 9th at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, they will screen the film Water, the Great Mystery. The French version will be available only 3 or 4 months, so they decided to show this movie in English. And as Jill saying, there is enough water, the Aurelians will have to use their ingenuity to collect it and make use of it. And if you're in dancing spirit, you can participate next weekend on Friday to Tango Argentine workshop with Vikram Mambe. On Friday, they will have class at ARCA from 4 to 6:30 p.m. for the beginners. On Saturdays, also at ARCA from 10 to 12:30 for the beginners, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. for intermediate and advanced, and on Sunday 15 at Sauchu between 10 to 12:30 and 4 to 6:30 p.m. intermediate and advanced. For further information, you can call 965502-4585. Upasana team had a nice experience to run its washing machine for community members after cyclone, and so they decided they will continue to offer laundry service for this year, 2012. Let thy glory be proclaimed and sanctify life. Let it transform man's heart, and thy peace reign on earth, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on ourradio.org.